One of the things we've learned more about as the Earth's climate changes is the importance of the ocean to many of the processes in the Earth's ecosystem, even processes that take place many miles away from the nearest beach. So you can imagine the broad range of issues up for discussion on Saturday when the latest edition of the State of the Coast Conference convenes at Southwestern Oregon Community College in Coos Bay. Let's get some idea of what will be discussed and who will attend. Megan Kleibacker is our first guest. She's an assistant to the director, the assistant to the director at Oregon Sea Grant, which plays a large part in putting on the conference. Thanks so much for joining us, Megan.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
So start us off. Can you give us a brief history of the State of the Coast Conference?
Well, actually, your second guest who's joining us, Jamie Doyle, my coworker, would probably be better handled to give you the history of the conference. Jamie was really integral in helping to involve Oregon Sea Grant in the managing and coordinating of this event, which is originally known as the Hasita Head Conference and was run by a group there outside of Florence for a number of years. And Oregon Sea Grant helped, you know, come in and reinvent that event. And we've been calling it the State of the Coast Conference now for, I think, the last 5 years. And we rotate locations every couple years. And so this is our second time holding this event back down in the Coos Bay area.
So let's go to your strong suit then. Let's talk about Oregon Sea Grant and what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're a part of Oregon State University, and we are an institute here on campus, and we have extension agents, we fund research, we do K-12 marine education, we help run the visitor center at the Halfill Marine Science Center, so basically anything involving applied research on coastal and marine topics involving Oregon, we're there, whether that's working with the business owners or working with researchers.
Okay, so it sounds like you spread money around to a lot of different places.
We do, and we're always looking for money ourselves.
How much do you get to distribute in a given year? And it sounds like that can climb as you find more people willing to give grants to you.
Yeah, it does. And so it kind of fluctuates yearly. So we have a couple different funding opportunities that we give out some on an annual cycle, some on a 4-year cycle, some on a 2-year cycle. And so the actual amount of money that we give out in a given year really fluctuates just depending on where we're at in our fiscal cycles.
And so, I mean, if you characterize Sea Grant with a set of overall goals, what are the major things you're trying to accomplish through the use of the workings of the Sea Grant program?
Yeah, so our mission statement is to be a catalyst for Oregon coastal communities and ecosystems. And so we're trying to help the people and we're trying to help the environment.
Is there a lot of help needed, I guess, would be the major question. I mean, is there things we hear about things changing in the ocean all the time, you know, the warm water blobs and the ocean acidification and all of that. We had the whole starfish mass die off a couple of years ago.
Exactly, so, right, yep.
Yeah, and so I guess, is more needed, I guess, is the question.
It's constantly a moving target, which is why we like to consider ourselves a catalyst to helping achieve those goals, because those goals are constantly moving. It's not something that we can just settle on, say, okay, box checked, done. Now that's no longer an issue. The issues are evolving just as we as people and technology and everything else moves with it.
So will each year's State of the Coast Conference be very different, for example, from the one before it? I mean, I'm just looking at some of the things on this year's program and wondering how different they might be from last year's program.
Well, some things remain consistent. There's always a general interest in some stuff. So we revisit a few things every year, sort of like what's the latest with seafood consumption? Where are we at on that? Some new products there, some new techniques. Others are new and emerging topics. And so we try to strike a balance between having some things that are really accessible for people who are not necessarily science-minded folks to come in and feel like they get an education and a knowledge about what's currently going on. And then also, you know, we've been leaning a little bit more recently into that integration of arts and science. And so I think people who have been to the conference maybe 4 or 5 years ago, one big difference that they would notice now if they came is the inclusion of student artists there along with student researchers, you know, presenting on their science-related topics. So we're really trying hard to make the conference open to anyone in Oregon, whether you have any sort of science background or not.
I noticed that you've got displayed on the website for the 2018 State of the Coast Conference, which again is Saturday at Southwestern Oregon Community College in Coos Bay, artwork from the 2017 conference from the students.
Yes, yes. And so last year in 2017 was the first year that we actually had, two years ago, I believe, was the first year that we started including art. And then that is just our partnership with the College of Liberal Arts here on campus at OSU has just increased. The last few years, our keynote speakers have been a little bit more art focused. This year, our keynote speaker is Sam Keen. He's a little bit more science focused again. But we have, in addition to, and as we kind of reference a little bit, we have a lot of student involvement in the conference. And so we promote a lot of undergraduate students to be able to come and present their research in progress and graduate students as well. And then again, we've been working with a lot of student artists who can come and exhibit their work right alongside these other applied science projects that are happening.
We're talking to Megan Kleibacker, who's the assistant director of Oregon Sea Grant at Oregon State University. Oregon Sea Grant Working Group is setting up this year's State of the Coast Conference coming up on Saturday in Coos Bay at Southwestern Oregon Community College. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And Megan, I want to tell you, we're trying to get a hold of Jamie. She doesn't seem to be answering her phone at the moment, though. So it's you at the moment. And you mentioned science-minded folks, and I want to expand on that just a bit because we have been talking about the art. So you don't have to be a scientist to attend the State of the Coast Conference.
Not at all. We work really hard, actually, to make sure, and we actually work with all of our presenters who are there, who are, you know, researchers here at OSU or U of O, or who are, you know, folks who are working for different state agencies. We work with those folks to make sure that they understand that the audience for this conference, this is not a typical scientific conference. They're coming to talk to the people of Oregon, and so we work really hard to make sure that they understand that that's their audience and to make sure that their talks are not too jargony, and that they're really, again, accessible, and that the goal of this conference is to get people to have a better understanding of the Oregon coast, whether you're a coastal resident or someone who just likes to come out and play at the coast, to come on out, learn more about it, learn more about some of the actual science that's going on with it, some of the social science that's happening, and then some of the fun, you know, arts and seafood related aspects of the coast as well.
Arts and seafood? Not, you didn't mean that the same. I mean, they're not the same thing, but I mean, you got some arts things and some seafood things.
Arts, comma, and seafood,
right.
Yes.
I was going to say, in terms of making this, you know, science-related but not ultimately super science-focused, I mean, it seems like you've really hit the slot with Sam Keen, as you mentioned. He's been on the program talking about the disappearing spoon and the violinist's thumb and Caesar's last breath. So this is a guy who manages to take some fairly tricky science and tell really good stories that explain it all. That's a bit of a coup. How'd you get him?
Yeah, we were pretty lucky, and so I'm going to be honest, Sam and I have a friend in common. We are both from South Dakota originally, so we're both a little bit out of our element as far as coming and thinking about, like, here we are, you know, working on the State of the Coast Conference. But I've been living in Oregon since 2001. Obviously, you know, Sam spent, you know, traveled quite a bit, and a lot of his lessons and things can be easily applied to here. But we reached out to Sam. I mentioned our mutual acquaintance, and fortunately for us, his calendar was free, so he was able to come and join us this weekend.
And what's the topic of his talk?
So he's going to be talking about sort of how our brain, so it's really about brain activity and how our brain both senses sort of the calming aspects of the coast and then also the dangers, you know. And so he's going to be talking a little bit about, you know, because the whole theme of this year's conference is the coast through your senses. So we thought that Sam really was going to hit that well by, again, talking about sort of the brain activity, about what happens to us when we go out to the coast. Why is it so calming and relaxing for some? What, you know, how do we know when those? So anyways, it's going to be really interesting to see how he applies his latest writings to how we experience the coast through our senses here in Oregon.
That is definitely worth it. His books are definitely worth the time. So would you say that there's a mix of enthusiasm for the gathering and the subject matter, but at the same time, some serious concerns about the subject areas under discussion?
I mean, I'd say so. I mean, this is a lot of people's life work, you know, and they get invested in this for a reason, and it's because they see things that concern them about the places that they've visited and loved and have a connection to, but they also are optimistic enough, and so I think that that's where the scientific passion for a lot of folks comes into this, and the artists as well who participate, they are communicating their, you know, values through their artwork about this, and so they feel emotional when they come to the coast. and they express that through their artwork, and they want to share that with other folks. And, you know, and they're concerned, too. We had an artist a few years ago, you mentioned sea star wasting syndrome. We had an artist one of our first years who did a series of paintings sort of expressing her concern about sea star wasting syndrome. So, you know, the researchers who are coming there, the policymakers who are coming there, I think everyone, no matter what kind of, you know, standpoint you're originally coming from, it's all together because this is a place we care about. Yes, there are some things that are, you know, issues are in crisis or that kind of need our help or us to pull back from. And people are coming to learn how to better do that, how to work together on that.
Let me bring in Jamie Doyle now because we have her. She is the co-chair of the State of the Coast Conference in Coos Bay with Flaxen Conway. She's an Extension Coastal Community Development Specialist. Jamie, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks.
So would you say that the concerns are roughly about the same as last year, or are there some new wrinkles coming in State of the Coast in 2018?
They're similar year to year, but they're always different. So, for example, we have been hearing a lot about ocean conditions, and you've been hearing about the blob, but that changes every year, so we want updates to know how is that changing, what's different. And every year there's new topics. So, for example, oil and gas, what's been happening lately, we have a panel on that because that is a current topic. So it does change year to year, but there are also some consistencies on, like, what's the update from year to year.
I noticed one of the sessions is on commercial hagfish fisheries off the Oregon coast. It's called "It's What's for Dinner." Tell us a little bit about hagfish.
Well, they're an ancient fish. They're very interesting. They produce lots of slime, and if you wanted to waste a lot of time, you could go to YouTube and look at the amount of slime they can produce. But it is a commercial fishery in Oregon. The product mostly goes to Korea, and we have somebody from ODFW who's going to be talking about that fishery. So that should be particularly interesting and timely for Halloween.
Oh, that's right. Everybody remembers the story about the collision on the Oregon Coast Highway last year with the hagfish tanks that ruptured and got slime all over somebody's Prius.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there, we were talking about Sam Keen just a little bit before you got on, Jamie, but is there any other thing that is sort of a tent pole of the State of the Coast Conference?
I would say, and sorry for being late, so you might have covered this, but we have a lot of student researchers that present their research, and I think it's a great opportunity for people to hear the latest things that are happening at the university level because, honestly, a researcher gets a grant, and the graduate student is the person who does the research. So it's the latest science that's happening, and it's also a really great chance for the students to practice and share their information with the general public. So I think that piece of it has been a really key part of the conference for us, is giving students an opportunity to interact with everybody, you know, from the general citizen to somebody from a panel who's presenting. So it's a good opportunity for them, and it's also a great chance to hear the latest science that's happening in Oregon.
Megan gave us a brief rundown about Oregon Coast Conference history, State of the Coast Conference, back to when it was the Hasita Head Conference in Florence. But I just wonder if over the lifetime of what is now the State of the Coast Conference, the concerns about things that go on in the ocean, and of course what produces what comes out of the ocean and on land as well, have gotten greater. If it just seems like there's a greater sense of ominousness or something because of what's been happening in the ocean in recent years.
I would say that we don't look at it that way. I think it's actually, there's a lot of positive things about the ocean. If you look at the global gloom and doom that you can hear about, the oceans are dying. I don't think that's what we're really seeing in Oregon. So I think this isn't just a, you know, State of the Coast, which sounds kind of like a negative thing. It's also a celebration of, like, what are we doing? How are we sustainable? How are things being managed well? Because they are. And it's also good for people to know that these are the managers. These are the people at the agencies that are taking care of our ocean and our coast. I'd also say the title's a little bit maybe confusing because it's not really a one person's definitive State of the Coast. The
I
way
I was
going to
ask
that.
If there was some sort of declaration, the State of the Coast is blank, you know. But there,
no,
not.
It's a sampling of the coast. It's mm-hmm. a bunch of different things that you might be interested in, or you might not even know you were interested in until you came and you learned about it, and you're like, oh, who knew hagfish could be so interesting? Maybe you didn't even know that they were a fishery.
You have a geologist, I noticed, on the evening before the conference. Can you tell us about Tad Pfeffer's talk?
Sure. He's going to be talking about sea level rise. This is part of Southwestern Oregon Community College's geology lecture series that they do throughout the year, and we're partnering with them to sort of kick off the State of the Coast weekend with a coastal flavor. He's fairly interesting as an individual. He worked on the documentary Chasing Ice. I don't know how much he'll cover that, but he's got sort of a, which is about retreating glaciers. Mm-hmm. He's got a variety of different pieces, but I think this will be more on sea level rise.
Okay, final question actually goes to Megan Kleibacker, because you mentioned being from South Dakota originally. So, I mean, how great would you say your education has been in the 17 years you've been in Oregon about living by an ocean?
Well, it's been slow, but I actually started my days down in the state of Jefferson, and I did a lot of watershed work down there. So I think my first kind of intro to all of this was really working on salmon issues. And so that was a great, obviously, big issue in the Pacific Northwest, working on habitat stuff. I was listening to your previous guests, and I was nodding my head along because a lot of that sounded very, that's a lot of the work that I used to be doing down there. And so, I you know, obviously working for an organization like Oregon Sea Grant, it's, you cannot get a better intro to all of the issues, fun aspects, recreational things, everything else about the coast. So, yes, I mean, I've gone from, I would probably get an F in my first arrival here, and I'd like to consider myself an A student now. But
all right, things do change over time. State of the Coast Conference keeps on going year by year, and it's coming to the Southwestern Oregon Community College in Coos Bay on Saturday. Jamie Doyle is the co-chair with Flaxen Conway, and Megan Kleibacker is assistant to the director at Oregon Sea Grant. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care.